Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Scott Metter from Lovely Jane United Methodist Church in Cedar Rapids. He is the guest of the Senator from Lynn, Senator Hoag, and the Representative from Lynn, Representative Stead. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the singing of My Life Flows On by Margaret Guth. She is the guest of the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Brooklyn Price from Winterset.
Grace and peace to each of you. Again, my name is Scott Metter, pastor at Lovely Lane United Methodist Church in Cedar Rapids. Very honored and very privileged to be here today. As we gather, we do realize that today is Valentine's Day. Appropriate words for the day come from St. Augustine. St. Augustine once said, "God loves each of us as if there were only one of us." Great words to embrace as we do gather here this morning. Should also mention that as we gather, we do want to be lifting up the family of Senator Pam Yoakum as they are grieving over the loss of a family member. Let us pray. Mighty and wondrous God, we thank you for this marvelous day you've given to us. In fact, every new morning is a wonder to behold. You are the glorious creator who's beyond our comprehension and knowledge, yet always filled with love. You are the singular one who makes all things possible. In particular, we thank you for this new day. Guide the folk in the state capitol as they discern the important issues and engage in valuable dialogue with colleagues and constituents. Furthermore, move them as they make decisions that impact the goodwill and betterment of children, youth, men, and women across this great state of Iowa. The life of servanthood is never easy, but always a rich and treasured blessing. Coming together, help us to also be mindful of the Holy Scriptures on this day of Valentine's Day. In Nehemiah 9:17, we read, "You are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love." As you love us, Lord, help us to extend this same love to our fellow neighbor. It is the right way to live. Again, Lord, you know us and you love us. Might this always matter. Peace and blessings on this good day. Amen.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the clear, though far off, hymn that trails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, I know my Savior liveth. What though the darkness round me grasps, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to the rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? I lift my eyes, the cloud grows thin. I see the blue above it. And day by day, this pathway smooth, since first I learned to love it. The path of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am here.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Wapello, Senator Miller Meeks, seek the floor?
Well, first, happy Valentine's Day. And most people associate Valentine's in February with heart disease. But I just want to say that February is also the aging-related macular degeneration awareness month. So the I's have it, not the A's. Age-related macular degeneration affects over 2 million seniors in the United States and is the leading cause of blindness among seniors. It's anticipated by 2050 over 5 million seniors will be affected. There are two types, wet macular degeneration and dry macular degeneration. The wet form progresses much more rapidly and you lose your central vision, your ability to drive and function independently. So what can you do? If you're over age 65, which I know does not apply to anybody in this chamber, you should get a comprehensive dilated eye exam. Smoking cessation is important. A diet that's rich in omega-3 fatty acids. I don't think bacon's in that group, but I love it nonetheless. Antioxidant vitamins, which you find in fruits and vegetables, especially broccoli, cauliflower, kale, spinach, carrots, and on the fruit side, blueberries, cranberries, tomatoes, and there's probably others. And then lastly, regular exercise. That means going up and down the stairs, and we can get to the chamber panting together. So thank you very much, and get your eyes checked.
For what purpose does the senator from Webster, Senator Kreienbrink, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Leadership for Dodge is now in its 13th year, and I think there's a lot of communities in Iowa that do have a leadership program established. It has a proven track record of offering participants the opportunity to learn about our community of Fort Dodge and giving them the tools to become positive forces and leaders in our community. Members spend one day a month learning through their professional presentators, as well as tours and tour and businesses and agencies, and interact with local and state leaders. Participants gain personal and professional skills to shape our future leaders. I hope I don't shape them too well, or probably run my run against me someday. But I do, with great pleasure, I want you to pay your attention up to the northwest corner of the gallery, and I'd like to introduce you to the Leadership for Dodge Group. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does the senator from Buchanan, Senator Johnson, seek the floor?
An announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Well, it is Valentine's Day, and several years ago, I wore a dark suit and a red tie, and my bride and I were married. So today is also my anniversary, and for that special day, we plan to dine on chicken strips, pizza, and ice cream while watching Independence Mustangs win at wrestling tonight. So I just want to send a shout out to my wife, Susan, who is here in town, and looking very much to tonight's dining experience. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Selsey, seek the floor?
Am I in order for a personal point of privilege?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Today is the one-year anniversary of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people lost their lives due to unspeakable gun violence. I just want to point that out and have you observe a moment of silence sometime during your day today for the people who lost their lives. And as we're moving toward policies that will affect Iowans here in this legislature, I just ask you to consider gun victims in your deliberations. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Boone, Senator Bain, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for a quick introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Today is Valentine's Day. I'm very blessed to have my wife of 44 years with me today, and I'd just like you to, for those new in the chamber, it's my wife, Denise.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus at 9:25, and I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, February 18th at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Monday, February 18th at 1 o'clock p.m.